From Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver, and we are glad that you're with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. We are live here in Nashville, a beautiful day here in Tennessee, and what a treat to talk about this issue that is affecting 65 million Americans. 65 million Americans. And I know if you're just now hearing the show for the first time, you're stopping. You're probably pulling over right now and looking with incredulity and saying, wait a minute, are you kidding? There's a show for family caregivers? Yeah, there is. And this is it. And let me tell you something. Every family will deal with this issue. Not every family deals with, you know, drug abuse. Not every family deals with substance abuse. Not every family deals with suicide. Not every family deals with divorce. Not every family deals with a lot of the issues affecting, but every family without exception will deal with this, because if you love somebody, you will be a caregiver. If you live long enough, you will need one. And so how do you help those who help those? What does it look like to reach out to that person who is pushing the wheelchair and is struggling in that? What does it look like to help someone who is standing in a hospital room corner night after night after night, or having a meltdown in the parking garage at a hospital at 2 o'clock in the morning? What does that look like? That's what this show is about, to teach those of you who aren't a caregiver yet or aren't one right now how to speak fluent caregiver, to minister to those fellow caregivers, and to equip those caregivers today, right now, who are dealing with it, with tips, practical help, proven hope of what relief looks like, what it looks like to get stronger, a well-lit path to safety where you can catch your breath, take a knee, and start developing plans and strategies to help you live a calmer, healthier life, even while taking care of someone who is not. I am Peter Rosenberger, and I'm glad you're with us. I'm bringing 3 decades of experience to this. That's not 1 decade, and that's not 2 decades. That's 3+ decades of learning how to navigate the minefield of the healthcare world, of all types of drama that goes on when you're dealing with a disability, when you're dealing with medical issues, chronic pain, lots of doctors. We've done it all in my house. My wife just had her 80th surgery in January. 80 that we can count. Both legs amputated. Well over $10 million. Well over 80, 90, 100 doctors. It's getting hard to count them all. 7 different insurance companies. 12 different hospitals. In that medical nightmare, we've learned a few things along the way. And most of them I've learned the hard way. But you know what? I like listening to people with scars, because it helps me avoid the scars that they got. And this show is about equipping you. Do you really have 30-plus years to learn this? Do you have that kind of learning curve as you're dealing with somebody who is struggling? Do you have that kind of time? I didn't think so. That's why I do the show. And this is the nation's only syndicated radio program for the family caregiver. And we are literally from coast to coast, from Alaska to Jacksonville. And it's a real treat to be able to come to you. We're syndicated through the Salem Radio Network, on the Truth Network, and we've got folks listening all over the country, and we are very grateful for you. And if you want to call in, this is your time. This is your time, okay? And whatever we're talking about, however serious we get, or we get kind of goofy. Speaking of goofy, by the way, I need to introduce the man himself. There is a delightful individual on the other side of the glass here at the iHeart Studios in Nashville. He is the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who put the word care back into carry me back to old Virginia. He is John Butler, everyone, the Count of Mighty Disco.
I am not familiar with Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. I'm sorry. but I do look forward every week to the lovely titles that you bestow upon my totally worthy head. Absolutely.
Heavy lies the crown.
Oh, yes.
I do think I spend the week thinking of what can I say about John.
Hey, wait a minute.
I look for ways to describe the impressiveness of who you are.
Oh, back and, at you, Peter.
So anyway, Yeah, I wanted to say this to folks that when they call in, 877, write this down, 877-655-6755. And when you do call in, and we may be in the middle of something incredibly serious or whatever, we will stop for you. Okay, we'll give us a minute. Sometimes we have to kind of wrap it up in transition or for an interview or something.
It is radio.
But if it's on your heart, then we want to discuss it. If you're feeling it, we're discussing it. Okay, that's our policy with you to the best of our abilities. So if you got something that you're struggling with, give us the privilege of just talking about it with you and giving you a place to vent of people who speak fluent caregiver. Okay, so that's just kind of our commitment for the show. We're going to go about our regular show, but we will put on the brakes and come to a screeching halt if we need to for you on that. Speaking of going on the regular show, I have in my piano playing hands our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day, and it is sponsored by the dear folks over at AARP of Tennessee. And I've worked with these folks for a long time, aarp.org/TN for Tennessee, TN for Tennessee. And they have enormous list of practical help and resources for the family caregiver.
And you don't even have to be a member.
No, you just go. They just put it out there. Take advantage of it. So go out to aarp.org/TN. And see what they have for caregivers out there and a lot of stuff out there. But our caregiver tip of the day is, write this word down. Everybody ready? I'm waiting for you to get a pen. All right, here we go. Ready? Wait. W-A-I-T. Now, what does that mean? It means, why am I talking? So when you get into a high drama moment, And it could be with anybody. It could be with your loved one. It could be with family and friends who want to weigh in with their opinion. I know that doesn't happen to anybody else. But it's or doctors or nurses.
Or your employer.
Or your employer or your employees. Or, you know, it doesn't matter. Whoever you're talking with, say that to yourself. Wait. Just wait. Just hold off. Bite your tongue and learn to like the taste of blood. You rarely have to apologize for something you didn't say. You rarely have to do that. Sometimes. It does happen, but not often. You don't often have to make amends for things you didn't say.
Because sometimes the answer to why am I talking is a legit reason. You just have to, but identifying that legitimate reason is incredibly important.
Well, it is. And now, if that doesn't work, okay, then remember this word, waste. W-A-I-S-T. Why am I still talking? Why am I still talking? These are things that are helpful to know as a family caregiver. So if you are finding yourself getting into these, you start circling the drain and sometimes in a conversation. And then there's so many emotional things that get involved, and it's hard to extricate yourself. Just stop talking. Just stop. Okay? Let yourself kind of gather your thoughts. And just be cool. And you'll find that you can save yourself a lot of drama and you can work things out a little bit faster. And again, this applies across the board to just about anybody in situations where you're dealing with all kinds of stuff. You're having to deal with so many medical professionals or whatever, or it doesn't matter, insurance companies, whatever. Just you can always come back to the conversation.
And it might be in 15 seconds. It might be in...
It can't, yeah. You know, one of the things I was a real hero of mine passed away not too long ago, and I really admired this guy. It was Charles Krauthammer.
Mm-hmm.
And because he suffered from quadriplegia, he couldn't write down things. So he memorized things. And he had... So whatever came out of his mouth was incredibly measured and well thought out. Well... I ain't there. Whatever comes out of my mouth is not incredibly measured and well thought out on a regular basis. It just kind of blurts out. I remember when they said, when I first started doing this show, the folks at iHeart Studios here in Nashville said, now look, all that we ask is that you don't script it. And I'm like,
that ship is done sailing. Yeah.
What was that, an option? Was that something you thought that was going to happen? And I remember doing a couple of commercials one time, some PSA stuff, and the floor director and the people were all working, and they were talking. I was standing right there, John. I mean, I was standing literally right there, and they said, he doesn't follow a script well.
Nope.
So, no, I don't. It just kind of blurts out sometimes, and. You know, that's the way some of us are when we're dealing with these issues. And when you throw on the emotional heartache or challenges and the weariness and the obfuscation of reason, sometimes it happens when you're dealing with high drama situations and medical situations. You could save yourself a little bit of drama if you can just wait. I would, please understand, I would love to be sitting on a mountaintop dispensing this as if I was some type of sage.
Mm-hmm.
I ate. I'm preaching to myself, and that's why I do the show. This entire episode of me doing the show is to be able to have a way to preach to myself. I got to hear from somebody with my level of experience, and there's just not that many out there that have a radio show, so I just do it myself. But wait, that is our caregiver tip of the day. 877-655-6755 if you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. Also, I want to let you know, next month I'm going to Africa, John.
Yes, you are.
You and I are going to put our heads together and figure this out. I can't do the whole show from Ghana. We're going with Standing With Hope. And Standing With Hope is the ministry Gracie and I started years ago, standingwithhope.com. It has a prosthetic limb outreach. We're going to go. But I want to try to call in from Ghana. Can you help me with that?
I'm sure we can figure something.
Oh, God love you. Hey, listen, this is Hope for the Caregiver, hopeforthecaregiver.com. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're glad you're with us. We'd love to hear from you and from your heart. 877-655-6755. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing With Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing With Hope.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. Glad to have you with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. This is Hope for the Caregiver. We do a show every week for